the Green Room, where we help athletes be green and build green each and every day. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Green Room. I'm Adam alongside Leon. This is the room in the space where we help athletes be more green and build more green each and every day in their leadership and character. And Leon, we've got a really, really important topic today that frankly, I don't know if athletes always get this right. I almost think sometimes that they miss the mark on knowing the right way to respond or the right way to behave in these moments.
Yeah.
Man, when we talk about athletes, I want to talk today about injuries.
Ooh.
And the role that injuries play in their ability to connect and engage with teammates. Yeah. But here's what I want to do. I believe there is a way to make your injury worse. And if you're not careful, you will fall into this trap.
Okay, all right.
But if you're aware of the trap, I believe as an athlete, you won't fall into it.
Okay.
And it's bad.
Okay.
You know, man, it's interesting. I was looking at some data here, right? Yeah. Interesting little data. So it says that 76% of all athletes experience injuries. Makes
76,
sense. 76%.
Yeah.
But 3% of all athletes experience season-ending injuries.
Wow.
So 3%. And they did that based on this big data survey.
Yeah.
So everyone experiences injuries, and the range of time loss varies.
Yeah, right? For sure.
A couple days, a couple weeks.
And I'm sure it's like depending on the sport as well.
Yeah, and it shows the whole breakdown. So the average was 3% of all injuries result in season-ending, right? 76%, right? All experience it, but then football is higher than others. So like all the different dynamics. But injuries are part of the game.
Yeah, it's coming. It's happening.
There is a really high likelihood at some point you are going to miss time.
Yeah, for sure.
And when we get injured in sport, we lose the game.
Mm.
We go without the game.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest. Like, when I'm injured, I can't be on the court.
Yeah, for sure.
When I'm injured, I can't be on the field. Yeah. So when I get injured, I lose something, and it is that participation. It's the game.
Yeah.
I'm fearful that when athletes get injured, that many of them not only lose the game, I think they engage in ways where they also lose the team.
Mm. What do you mean by that? Help me out with that.
Obviously, we can't be on the field if I'm injured.
Mm-hmm.
We get that.
Right.
But it doesn't mean I need to be without my team. Mm-hmm. All the joys of being on a team and going through the journey of a season together relationally with your teammates, impacting them and influencing them mentally from a leadership standpoint, all of that doesn't need to be lost.
Yeah.
And I'm fearful because I believe so many athletes, when they get injured, they step away and they disengage from the team completely. Mm. And when that happens, they are making the injury worse.
Wow.
They are now losing the game that they love and losing the relationships of the people they love.
Ooh.
You double down your injury.
Yeah.
When you disengage through injury from your team.
Yeah.
And I've watched far too many athletes do it, and it's really disheartening.
Right. It's like you lose access to the game, and then you also lose your leadership, right? You've lost your leadership. Like, if you're disengaging from your team, right, you still have a voice, you still have value to the team, and you're pulling that leadership away from the team as well. That's wild.
I think you're pulling it away from you too.
Yeah.
Right? Like that is something that's available to you with your teammates,
injury
or not. Man, you can be there to help support them, coach them up, build confidence with them, do all these things. You can engage in incredible repetition in your leadership.
That's good.
I mean, you literally could almost take a year-long intern. Let's say you did miss the whole season.
Yeah.
You now are given and afforded a year-long internship in leadership.
Ooh, that's like that. So an injury is an opportunity, basically.
I never thought about it like that until just now, frankly.
I never thought
about it in the internship, but it almost forces your hand.
Yeah.
Because you can't go out there and play.
Yeah, come on.
So what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
How else can you contribute?
Yeah.
And what you often see, not always, but what you often see is that we're like, I can't play, so like, why would I be around the team?
Mm.
Like, why would I keep showing up?
Yeah, there's no point. There's no point in showing up, right?
And you find them hey, where's so-and-so? Yeah, injury, just kind of left the team, just kind of doing his or her own thing. Yeah. And I just can't help but to wonder if like, man, that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity in many different ways. And have you experienced that where players have kind of stepped away because they're injured and they're...
Absolutely. Disengaged. Totally disengaged. And it's almost as if, and I get it, right? As an athlete, you're dealing with an injury, especially if it's season-ending. Man, an injury like that all you're worried about is yourself. It's like you become this selfish person because you're hurting, right? The game is taking something away from you, and you, it's almost as if you lose, like you said, you lose the team, but you also lose, you know, confidence in yourself because you're unable to do the things that you're powerful at, you're gifted at, you know, and it's tough, it's challenging.
And I think one of the things that's important, because I'm going to give you a suggestion if you're, you know, as you're listening to this athlete, yeah. like that if injury comes, here's what I think you need to do. But before we get to that place, okay, why do they disengage when injury sets
ooh,
in?
That's a good, ooh, okay.
Why?
Okay.
What are your thoughts there?
The main reason is I think they disengage because they have access to other things. Mm. I mean, if you're thinking about it nowadays, you know, if I don't play my sport, guess what? I got Instagram, I got TikTok, I got a girlfriend, I got video games. I have access to so many different things that can fill that void. Mm. So why should I be in tune with the team? I don't have to be in tune with the team because I got this other stuff going on. I can't play, right? So I think the main thing is, you know, just access, being able to access different things to fill that void.
And I think, yeah, I think you're right on, man. And I'll add to that. I think it's either like, well, I'm going to go do all these other things then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'm not going to waste my time over here. I can't play. Mm-hmm. So like, what good am I? As we alluded to earlier, I think the other dynamic is, I think it's players having a closed-minded perspective that their value is only derived from what they contribute on the field.
Ooh, that's good.
You see, because if the contribution or my ability to contribute on the field gets taken away, mm-hmm. and that's the only thing I think I can do to help, mm-hmm. then I am of no help.
Mm, yeah.
Because the one source of me helping is gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then that means in your limited perspective, you don't think you can help in other ways.
Right. You don't think you're valuable. You know what it reminds me of, and I don't know if you remember this, but we were at Quint's Orchard maybe 2 or 3 years ago. We were doing verifications, mm-hmm. verifications, and we sat in Coach Kelly's office. And I won't say the D1 schools that walked in, but you remember, those D1 schools walked in, and they asked about a few players, but they didn't ask about their talent on the field. They asked about their leadership off the field. Mm-hmm. You know, were they vocal and things of that nature? And that brought things to perspective for me. Like, leadership is not just about what you can do on the field. Like, how are you managing yourself off the field? You know, how are you talking to your players? And, you know, that's kind of like what you're hitting on there. Like, it just reminds me of that situation.
Yeah, and I think it's so important to recognize, like, athlete, like, injury or not, like, you can contribute.
Yeah, in some way.
In some way. Mm-hmm. And you can be part of this process and enjoy all the good that can come from this process.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As if you stay engaged. So, athlete, I'm going to say, if you're getting injured, mm-hmm. man, your first order of business is, okay, let me go to the next level where I can contribute.
That's good.
And actually, I would say go all in.
Yeah.
Don't disconnect because, in fact, once again, that will increase the damage of your injury.
It'll make it worse.
You already lost the game. Now you lost all your friendships, all your teammates, all the contributions.
Gosh. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that? Don't double down on your injury.
Yeah.
No. Wow. Man, I'm injured. I'm out for 2 weeks. What does that mean? Let me start processing all the other ways I can contribute.
Yeah, turn it up.
Okay, let me turn it up. Let me start dialing in my ability to take mental reps. Yeah. Let me start dialing in my ability to encourage my teammates and coach my teammates and be there for support, right? And let me keep making an impact because if I'm coming back, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're coming back, like, this is a no-brainer. You better be there every moment contributing because you also don't want to be behind that when you come back in a couple weeks.
You want to come back to a good situation.
You want to come back to a good situation. So if you're injured and it's a temporary injury, boy, you need to jump in.
Yeah, sure.
But even if it's season-ending,
right?
Man, I don't think the injury, player goes down with a ligament tear, week 3 of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you want the final chapter to go?
Oh, definitely not.
Of your season? No. Like, that's it? There's nothing else?
Yeah.
There's no comeback? There's no continued involvement? There's no engagement?
Right.
You tear the ligament in the second quarter of the basketball game and you're done for the season? We never see you again?
Come on. Everybody loves a redemption story.
You like fall off the face of the earth?
Right.
Come on now. No, there can be more.
Right.
Man, tear the ligament if this so happens.
Mm-hmm.
Man, inspire us with your rehab.
Yeah. Ooh.
Show up each and every day, man, being there for us, coaching us up, encouraging us, supporting us. Man, go through the process.
Yeah.
You know, you brought up QO a little bit ago. One of our local teams here in Maryland that has been a user of Lead 'Em Up for many, many years. I'm going to give a shout out to Jarrell.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
My guy Jarrell.
Shout out to Jarrell.
Just high level. You know, details here. Jarrell, Quince Orchard safety, right?
Yeah.
Running back, but safety was certainly his main role. And Jarrell, man, if you're at Quince Orchard, it's tough to get on the field because there's a lot of talent.
Yeah, for sure.
You almost have to wait your turn.
Yeah.
And he'd been waiting his turn patiently, getting the reps in at practice, just being a great teammate, all those wonderful things. Yeah. Finally gets to his senior year, man, now it's his time. Mm-hmm. You know, let me show out so I can get some offers, get some visibility, exposure. Let me help us win, all these different things. And frankly, during the summer, he tears his, I don't know which exact ligament, but it was a ligament, right? One of them, no matter which one it was, it was season ending.
Yeah.
And we were together that day. Our friend Joey Hooks was hosting this little mental health day.
Yeah.
And it happened the day before. And I remember seeing him, man, and he was emotional, Jarrell. Like, and I get it. I actually, it was one of the injuries that when I heard the news that he was out for the season, and he's a little bit of an underdog story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember just being like, dang.
Yeah.
Like, that one hurt me.
Yeah, for sure.
It hurt.
For sure.
And I remember seeing him, gave him a hug, man. We chatted up for a minute. You could just tell he'd, like, been 24 hours of just emotion.
Mm-hmm. Felt it. Mm-hmm.
But I've got to be honest with you, man. I was so proud of this young man because if you follow the journey of that year, this past year for them, man, he was front and center in everything.
Wow.
Man, he was front and center. Right there on the sideline, just active, engaged. He was at practice each and every day.
Yeah.
Like during the game, right, everyone's lined up in their warm-up lines. He's walking in and out of the warm-up lines, just kind of dapping people up, getting everyone right.
Yeah.
Man, he was going through the journey, enjoying the success. Because, man, these are still his boys.
Yeah, still, yeah.
He still wants him to win. It's his school. Like, he still wants him to win, whether he was playing or not. He'd either be cheering in the stands or, better yet, cheering front row on the sideline. He was still going to be cheering.
Right.
Man, he stayed so engaged. And, you know, they end up going on a run.
Yeah,
they end up going on a run, winning a state championship. I remember seeing him in the locker room smiling with the trophy.
Sweet victory. Redemption. Yeah.
He earned it. He earned it.
Yeah.
Man, my man gets a ring.
Yeah.
My man gets a ring.
Yeah.
It is not what he wanted his season to look like.
Right.
By any means.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, it was significantly better than what it could have been had he fully disengaged and pulled back.
Yeah.
He would have missed all of the joy. The 4 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, he got better in that process.
Yeah.
He grew in that process, but it would not have happened had the injury came in and he pulled back. And dipped out.
Yeah.
Instead, he did the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
He went all in and it was fantastic. And it kind of reminds me just the other day, Calvert Hall lacrosse.
Okay.
Right. Man, shout out to a guy named Max Murray. Man, my man gets verified.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the top five guys verified, first five, verified green. Dude, I went to the game a week prior to that. He's injured. He has a high ankle sprain. He's out for 2.5 weeks. He had just started getting back. Think about this. He had been injured for 2 weeks prior. We do the verification ceremony. He gets verified, which means during the 2 weeks leading up to that verification ceremony where we celebrate athletes for being green, he was one of the first people picked, even though he hadn't been on the field for 2 weeks.
I've never heard anything like that in my life.
For 2 weeks, he hadn't been on the field.
Wow.
But he was so engaged, so locked in, so involved, helping them grow that when they all looked around the room and said, who should we... Max.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer, Max. Yeah.
Max, but he hadn't done a single thing on the field.
Yeah.
There's more to it.
Wow. That's come on, man. Like that is powerful. Like you can find new ways to be an asset. It reminds me of coach for Miami Heat, Eric Spoelstra.
Spoelstra.
He
great coach, by the way.
Yeah, great coach, right? But how did he get to that point? You know, he was just the camera guy, right? Just the camera guy, just watching the game. And that's something that players can, you know, if they're no longer playing the game, you guys can watch the game, right? You guys can become that extension of the coach. You guys can watch the game, and that's Eric Spoelstra. He watched the game. He was able to, you know, be able to direct and tell coach certain things, you know. Coach may have some blind sides, but he's watching the tapes on different levels, and that's how he got his head coaching job.
You know? Now look at him.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame coach.
Now look at him, yeah, exactly. But, you know, just understanding that even though you don't play the game, you can – be an asset in other ways, and I like that idea.
So let's take a varsity team right now, okay? And let's just pick a sport. Let's say it's, it really doesn't matter the sport, but on every game day, for the most part, I would say the bottom 20% of the roster probably isn't getting much playing time. Mm. I mean, it just is what it is, right? That bottom 20%, maybe they're young, maybe they're not overly talented, maybe they're growing into their skill set, but this bottom tier isn't getting much playing time. So one could argue that you and them on game day are in the same position.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of you are getting in.
Right.
They're not getting in because right. they're young. Yeah. Maybe they're third or fourth on the depth chart. Maybe yeah. their skill set hasn't developed fully. You're not getting in because you got a ligament tear.
Yeah.
Now, it would sound so foolish if that player who's like, you know, on the roster, healthy and all that, mm-hmm. third or fourth on the depth chart, was like, I ain't going to the game today.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I go to the game? I ain't playing. Uh-huh. I ain't playing. Why would I go to the game?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, because you're part of the team.
Exactly.
Like, and there's other ways you can help. Right. Right. It's as foolish for me in my mind that if you're injured, mm-hmm. that you'd be like, why would I go to the game?
Right.
Yeah, okay, I get you're not going to be on the court, but neither are those players.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neither is that final 20% on the roster. I mean, we just went through basketball season. We went on many, many playoff runs, right? You had a couple teams. I had a couple teams, did some state championship runs. I'm going to tell you. There's a section of the roster that they don't get a single minute of playing time.
Nothing at all. Yeah.
But they're adding value.
Shh. My God. Nine claps, everything. Energy. Oh, my
Dapping
God.
Dapping it up. Yeah, encouraging left and right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shout out
mm-hmm.
to South River Girls Basketball, one of our teams down in Annapolis. They just won the state championship.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, and I've shared this a couple times, there was a group of ladies on that bench
mm-hmm.
during that playoff run. They're younger, right? You know, their time will come and all that. Holy smokes, I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
They were bringing it. Yeah. Man, they had these little dances. When certain teammates would make threes, they had these little gestures to kind of celebrate each player.
Yeah.
Man, when the band did this one little song, they kind of had this little dance to it. They changed the whole energy and vibe.
Yeah.
They kind of created this environment that helped get the most out of their players, mm, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know, they were almost overflowing the bucket on the bench,
yeah.
and that overflow was fueling the players uh-huh. on the court,
yeah, let's
right?
go.
And they were creating all that. They weren't seeing a minute of playing time during
yeah.
the run,
yeah.
but man, they were adding value. And if you're injured right now, you need to be on that bench helping add that value.
Mm.
You play a role. Do not disengage.
Yeah.
Do not pull back. Man, in fact, if you're injured, go all in
yeah.
and allow this to be an incredible learning opportunity where you get to still be part of the team,
yeah, that's good.
Growing as a leader, taking mental reps and helping each one of your teammates be more green and build a green team. That's an opportunity. Don't double down on the injury and make the injury worse by now losing the game
yeah.
and losing the team.
Oh, my God.
Don't do
Come
it.
On, man.
Don't do
Let's
it.
Let's go. Yeah.
The players need to be
yeah.
reminded of that.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. 100%. Don't disengage, man. It's okay, the injury is going to come. We just heard the percentage. What was it, 76%?
76%.
The injury is going to come. So how about this? How about prepare for it? Prepare for it. Prepare yourself. Say, okay, if I do, all right, and I know this is like dark and gloomy, like, all right, no player wants to say,
yeah,
okay,
knock
if
on
I,
wood.
Right,
knock on
wood, right? But mentally prepare yourself. Okay, if I were to get injured, these are the things that I'm going to do to still help my team. Like, have some level of preparation, because oftentimes when guys get injured, they lose their confidence. They lose their you're lacking your confidence because you can no longer confide in yourself because you're not playing that sport. But you just said...
You almost lose control.
Yeah, you lose control. But you just said you can find other ways, different ways to become an asset to your team. And I think just preparing yourself for that, think about it. After your sport is done, what are you going to do? Everything has an expiration date on it. What are you going to do after sports? Maybe you want to get into broadcasting. Maybe you want to get into coaching, right? These are things that you can use your voice and coach up and do during those moments where you may be injured. You know, coach those teams up. Man, be the locker room guy. You know, be the guy that leads the meetings from now on. Use your voice, you
yeah.
know? You know, still stay in the game in some way. It's like a game within the game. And
Ooh.
How you're breaking that down is just so powerful. Like, stay in the game, right?
Leon, you and I are... We go to these games and like we support them. We're on the bench, on the sideline, cheering
yeah.
them. Do you feel like you add value when you go to the games?
Oh, absolutely.
But you ain't shooting yeah, any baskets.
Right.
Do you add value when you go to the
oh,
games?
Oh my God, me and Ava. I take Ava, to... and we're like the loudest people. We're the ones in the gym that's like, yes, let's go.
Bro, I've actually gotten to the point when I go to the games for my teams,
yeah.
I feel like I'm the difference maker. Yeah. I know I'm not making a single basket, and I'm probably so off base on this. I feel like I'm like, yo, I got to get there, man. The team needs me. Yeah. I'm going to be that boost, that spark. Yeah. I literally feel that way. I'm like, I tell my girls at home, like, sorry, girls, like, I got to be there for them.
Yes.
Right? Because they're like, hey, you coming next week?
They're always asking,
I'm like, man, I got to be there. Mm-hmm. I'm not making a basket. I'm not even stepping on the court. For all I know, man, I could be in crutches. Yep. I'm essentially injured. 100%. Right, I'm on the injured reserve. I'm not contributing in the game whatsoever.
At all.
But I really believe, man, I can make a difference.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think it does make a difference. Does it make the difference? Probably not the difference.
Ooh, that's good.
It makes a difference.
A difference, yeah.
And leader, right now, athletes, you hear this, 76%, you're going to get injured.
Yeah.
Love your idea of, like, start thinking through what's that going to look like. Yeah. Right? How are you going to respond to it if and when that does happen so you're not shocked?
Yeah.
So you're not blown away like, I never expected this to happen. Why not? Look at the odds. Look at the data.
Yeah, come on.
Like, what do you mean you didn't expect this ever to happen?
Yeah.
Happens to everyone.
Yeah, come
majority.
On. Yep.
What's going to be your plan?
Yeah.
And can you continue to be a difference
that's good.
For your team?
That's so good.
And the good news is when you do live as a difference for them, you change yourself in the process.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
It's the ultimate win-win.
Yeah.
So you can actually take an injury and actually produce good from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. That's how you respond to injury.
That's powerful.
Hey, listen, as always, man, the Green Room, Leon and I helping to do whatever we can in our little role, our little platform to help athletes be more green and build more green each and every day. And we appreciate you listening. Share this with any teammates. If you have an injured teammate, right, share this as some encouragement to kind of help shift their perspective, knowing that they add value and they still can play a huge role. Coaches, if you're listening to this and you've got teammates that or players on your team that they are injured or maybe in the future years that will be injured, reference back to this and allow this to be a video to produce some encouragement. Until next time, on behalf of Leon, I'm Adam, the entire Lead 'Em Up team, we're out.
Helping athletes be green and build green each and every day.